You're listening to The Lead Now with Dr. Vic Podcast.
Good afternoon, team. Welcome to the first official episode of Lead Now with Dr. Vic Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Today's episode focuses on emotional intelligence, which falls underneath the individual development theme. Team, understanding emotional intelligence is a game changer. A game changer. So significant of a game changer. Whenever I do organizational assessments, I meet with clients, individual or groups or teams, I set the baseline with understanding who you are, having an emotional intelligence assessment. Let's just bottom line it. Let's set the foundation before we can start troubleshooting the intricacies happening in our workplace, the challenges that individuals are coming to the workplace with or going home with. Let's set the stage. Who are you? Team, this term, emotional intelligence, has generated significant attention in the last decade. And I'd even argue more momentum after the post-pandemic workforce. Now, the interesting thing here is that Daniel Goleman is the founder of this term, which he coined in the mid-90s. Here it is almost 30 years later, this has picked up significant traction. And now workforces are really trying to understand what this is, how does it apply, how can it work, and what's the impact it'll bring to your organization. Team, today we'll dig into this concept. We'll look at some of the key concepts and the components, look at some practical tips, and resource to add to your leadership kit bag. This right here is where we start going from being an impact to make an unlimited impact. So let's lead now, team. Before we set any stage, let's level set. What is emotional intelligence? Like I shared, this term has really been around for 30 years, but within the last decades generated significant momentum. So let's level set for those who understand what it is, who have an idea what it is, or who have no idea. Well, great. We're all here together today, right now, to understand. Let's level set. Emotional intelligence is defined as really the ability to recognize, understand, and manage our own emotions. Then it's also, team, to recognize, understand, and influence the emotions of others. So when we look at that concept, when we look at that definition, can I understand how I feel? Can I recognize how I feel, understand how and why I feel this way, and then how do I manage it? And when I recognize how I manage my emotions, how I feel, can I recognize and understand how someone else feels? My significant other, my work partners, my boss, my subordinates, my coworkers. Can I be in tune? So team, there's five components when we look at emotional intelligence. Self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. And we'll do a deep dive on each one. Self-awareness, team. What exactly is that? We hear that. Oh, you're not self-aware. What exactly does that mean? Well, team, if you recall, during my introduction, I shared I lacked a level of emotional intelligence when I showed up to the Pentagon, having this arrogance and this feeling that civilians don't understand what leadership is. So what exactly is self-awareness? It's really the ability to recognize, understand your own emotions, understand your strengths, understanding your weaknesses, understand your values and your motives. That's that self-awareness. That's what it is. How do I feel? Can I recognize that? What are my strengths? Guess what, team? I know I can run faster than the speed and bullet. I know I can, take X-ray vision. I got all the skill sets, but guess what? There's a weakness. There is a weakness. No matter how much we believe we can walk on water, we have a weakness. So understanding your weakness, then be true to yourself, team. What are your values? What are your motives? That's your self-awareness. And the reason why understanding self-awareness is so important, because that's the foundation of emotional intelligence. If we cannot get to this point of understanding our self-awareness, how are we going to lead others? If I can't lead and manage my own self, how can I be in a position of leadership and lead others if I don't understand who I am? So this is why that's the foundation. This is where individuals are able to understand how their emotions impact their own behavior and interactions. Okay? So that's what that is, that self-awareness. How do my emotions impact my behavior? I'm angry, so what do I do with my behavior may be? I may project. I may be very impulsive, or I may be mean, or I may be distant. That emotion is driving some behavior. And if you're understanding what is driving that, understand that emotion, that's the game changer. Because at least you understand you have a self-awareness of why. So now that once we get to this piece of understanding my why for my self-awareness, what do we do about it, team? There are some tips to start developing your self-awareness. One of which, journaling. Yes, let's be true. Let's be true to self. This is why emotional intelligence is so important, that self-awareness block is so important. When the mask comes off, it's only you and yourself looking in that mirror. When the night comes, it's only you and your thoughts. Regardless of what mask and you fooled everyone all day, it's you and yourself tonight. So be real. So have reflective journaling. This is where you can encourage self-reflection through journaling, and you can track your emotional responses and patterns. Do your audit. Do your ESPN game tape. What's your highlight of the day? And again, be real. Were you exercising in your strength or your weaknesses? Did you handle every situation ideal today? Be true to yourself. So that reflects the journaling. Another practice is mindfulness. Practicing mindfulness, like meditation, or really finding ways to enhance present moment awareness of emotions. How do I feel right now? Understanding this present state of emotion has nothing to do with the next 30 minutes or next year. It's right now. Right now, I feel angry. Right now, I feel nervous. Right now, I feel happy. Right now, I feel anxious. Whatever it is, it's a right now moment to be able to capture your emotions. And then being able to be comfortable in that emotion. The other piece, team, is feedback seeking. You're trying to improve this area of self-awareness. How well do you know you're doing unless you trust those in your circle? So where's that feedback seeking? Find your trusted confidants and you seek feedback from them. Gain an external perspective of what your emotional behavior looks like. How do they see you? Yes, it may be a challenge. It may be hurtful at times. It may be uncomfortable. But if you're in this game to make an unlimited impact in the lead now, go for that feedback seeking. Second component, self-regulation. This is, in essence, how you manage and control your emotion, your impulses and reactions in various situations. Yes, I may feel angry. Yes, I may feel disheartened, overwhelmed. Now that I'm aware of that feeling, how do I regulate that emotion so the behavior does not put me in certain situations that others will say, what's wrong with them? You ever seen adult temper tantrums? You ever seen people have a meltdown in the workforce? You ever seen someone have a meltdown at home? That's that self-regulation piece. They're aware that something's not right. I'm either angry, mad, frustrated, what have you. And instead of holding that back, they lack the self-regulation to say, I'm aware of this emotion. There's an impulse. However, let me pull it back. That's self-regulation. The reason why that's important to understand, because this is where you can maintain that emotional stability and you prevent impulsive reactions that can often lead to negative outcomes. Again, team, want to limit those meltdowns. How do we control that? Certain practices, you have breathing techniques. Deep breathing techniques can help calm the mind and reduce stress. There's something called the box technique. And it's a 4-second count. Inhale, you hold it. exhale for 4 seconds, bring it back in for 4 seconds, hold it. You do that to calm the mind and reduce stress. It helps so much, team. It slows down everything. Think about Neo in the Matrix. At the end, when Agent Smith shot that weapon and the bullets just stopped and Neo was able to take them bit by bit by bit, he slowed it down. Think about the box breathing like that. Then you have cognitive reframing. This is where you can introduce techniques to reframe those negative thoughts into positive ones. We also could call those thinking traps. Why are we catastrophizing? Why are we jumping to conclusions? Maybe there's another perspective how we can look at this. The second team is timeouts. How do you take those short breaks when there's a stressful situation just so you can regain your composure? Right? Hey, I'm a Laker fan. If something's going on the court and you know there's a 12-0 run and LeBron and AD are getting ran out the court, you know, let's throw the whistle. Hey, time up. Let's go. Let's collect ourselves. Let's regain that composure. Okay, that's your timeouts. Third component, team, motivation. So when we look at motivation, how do you achieve goals that bring about personal satisfaction rather than external rewards? We're talking about intrinsic motivation. How do we have something, right? The reason why that's important, because now you can develop that persistence. You can develop that resilience, that enthusiasm, because now that'll lead to higher performance and satisfaction. Again, intrinsic motivation. I'm not trying to get this so I get a promotion. I'm not trying to achieve this task so I get recognized by my peers. No. I want this because this is what it'll allow me to do internally. This is how it makes me feel I satisfy this. So those practices that you can utilize for this, set SMART goals, team. It can be weight loss. Say, for instance, you want to lose 15 pounds. Don't say I want to lose 15 pounds so I can fit into my favorite outfit. I want to lose 15 pounds because I know what it'll do internally. It'll help my cholesterol levels. I want to look at my numbers at the end of the year when I draw blood. What is your goal? Okay. Positive visualization. You can visualize success and then you take steps to achieve it. That helps maintain that intrinsic motivation. Many athletes utilize this skill where before they even set foot on the field or the court, they've already visualized success and what it looks like. You can do that as well when you look at your emotional intelligence. And team, another game changer is a gratitude journal. Taking that time to focus on those positive aspects and those achievements helps ground you. The fourth concept, team, is empathy. This right here is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others, recognizing their emotional states. This right here, team, significantly has increased since COVID. This has been one of the biggest topics I have worked with organizations on is empathy. How do you understand and share the feelings of others? The reason, because this is where you build those strong personal relationships. This is where you can build that effective communication and a supportive environment. And so how to work on this? Active listening. Teach active listening skills. How do you maintain eye contact and give full attention to the speaker? How about perspective taking? This is where you truly put yourself in someone else's shoes. I wear a size 12 shoes. Sometimes I have to put on a size 5 women's shoes so I can understand what she's going through. Sometimes I have to put on a size 15 shoes so I can understand what he's going through. Again, this allows us to take the viewpoints and emotions of someone else so we can truly understand what it feels like to be in their shoes. And then, team, those nonverbal cues. How do you recognize your body language and facial expressions? Do you realize almost up to 94% of communication is done nonverbally? So look at your nonverbal cues. And the final one, team, social skills. Social skills comes down to the ability to manage relationships, navigate social networks, and influence others and inspire others. The reason why this is important, because now these strong social skills, that's the true building block for maintaining those healthy relationships. Again, personally and professionally. If we're not able to relate with others because we don't have that self-awareness and self-regulation, how effective are these relationships we're trying to build become? So in order to practice this, you have your effective communication. Promote clear and assertive communication techniques. Work on your conflict resolution. There's going to be other alternatives to resolve conflicts constructively, like using I statements and then finding that common ground. And then most importantly, teamwork. So we can emphasize the importance of collaboration and mutual respect and supporting others in that team setting. Team significant benefits exist with emotional intelligence, improved relationships, better communication that enhanced awareness, effective stress management, improved leadership skills, increased empathy, higher job performance, conflict resolution, increased emotional resilience, and better mental health team. I challenge you, how do you increase your emotional intelligence? How? So team, as a recap, those are five key components we just reviewed. Self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills. So what, right? So what, Dr. Vic, got it. You gave us this layout of what emotional intelligence is. How would that help me out in my day-to-day? Thank you for asking, team. I got your answer. I got 10 benefits of emotional intelligence. Number one, improve relationships. Number two, better communication. Number three, enhanced self-awareness. Number four, effective stress management. Number five, improved leadership skills. Number six, increased empathy. Number seven, higher job performance. Number eight, more effective conflict resolution. Number nine, increased emotional resilience. And number 10, better mental health. Team, I reiterate, better mental health. Have you seen someone experience a meltdown? Have you experienced the inability to express your emotions and what that does to you? Your adrenaline, your heart's beating fast. Sometimes you may get sweaty palms. You're angry. You're just tense. And by internalizing that, what does that do to you? Creates ulcers, headaches. There's so many physical plus mental exchange and challenges that can occur when we don't exercise proper and effective emotional intelligence. Team, now it's your call to action. So what? This is the time for you all now. I did my job. What are your jobs now? I have five powerful questions for you as we close out today. One, remember the lines of self-awareness. How do you usually react when you feel stressed or overwhelmed? How do you usually react when you feel stressed or overwhelmed? Number two, can you describe a time when you had to manage a conflict with someone? How did you handle it? Okay. Number three, how do you ensure you understand the other person's perspectives during a conversation? Number four, what emotions do you find hardest to deal with and how do you manage them? And number five, how do you give and receive feedback in a constructive way? Team, again, the most important part of emotional intelligence is self-awareness. Do you know you? Those five questions for your call to action, I'm asking you, do you know you? Take the mask off. Ask yourself, how do I handle those things? And have I handled them most effectively? Team, it's been great. Use this world as your laboratory. You may encounter some situations that challenge your emotional intelligence more than others. And this is your training ground. In football season, we have strength and conditioning. And during the summer, we have 2-a-days. And it lasts about 2 weeks. And then we get into just a 1-day practice because your body got conditioned. Same thing, team. As you go through understanding this emotional intelligence, putting it into practice, find your lab. Where's your training ground? Where's your preseason? It may be something as simple as freeway driving to put some things into practice. How do you regulate your emotions when you're on Interstate 5 on the West Coast or Interstate 95 on the East Coast, right in the middle of deadlocked traffic? What about sitting in line somewhere? How about the grocery store and someone, whoa, forbid, write a check at a grocery store and you're in line? How about that? What if your lab's home? Team, it's been a great time today. Put these into practice. Again, understanding how you show up, where you show up, it'll only make you a much better leader. It'll also make you a much more better person. Thank you again. Find me on LTYconsulting.com. Search for the podcast page and download the action plan, which will list your tasks and resources, all designed specifically for you to lead now. See you next week. Dr. Vic is out.
You've just listened to the Lead Now with Dr. Vic podcast. Please tune in next week for another impactful episode.